I think you said something that is so very important that I want to repeat for everyone that is joining us now, and especially for people that have never made tea before and for those that have tried it but just not stuck with it. You should not have to feel that you're being forced to meditate. Meditation is supposed to be something fun, something enjoyable. It is something that it is supposed to be part of our routines, just like we do daily routines. Meditation is not intended to be something that you do just when you're feeling down, you're troubled with some difficulties. It is intended to be done on a daily basis. So I'm going to talk just briefly about what meditation is, what it can do for you, and then we're going to learn how to meditate. Okay. So meditation is a practice. And a practice, just like any other practice, is intended to be done on a regular basis. The best case scenario is to meditate once a day. Now, how long you meditate for is entirely up to you. How long is sufficient to meditate? I meditate on a minimal side 20 minutes every day. Sometimes I meditate for 45 minutes to even an hour and a half. I would say for the average person, if you could set 10 minutes, 15 minutes, even up to 20 minutes is perfect. But in the beginning, when you're learning to meditate, don't put a time limit on it. Or if you're going to put a time limit, shoot for 5 minutes. Set your timer for 5 minutes, 10 minutes maximum, and that's all. When you start doing this on a regular basis, what you're going to find is that you don't have to use a timer. You start to just enjoy it. And even when the timer starts to go off, you're going to say, I'm really enjoying this. I want to stay here longer. I want to go longer. Meditation, the positive effects of meditation are cumulative. So if you meditate once a week, once a month, you cannot achieve the long-term benefits of meditation. It must be done on a regular basis. But it's like anything else. You know, if you go to the gym, you want to build a lean body, grow muscle mass, work on your cardio system, you have to go on a regular basis. We know that. If you want to learn a new language, you have to practice it. Anything we want to learn, we have to practice on a regular basis. For anyone who has never meditated before or never been led by a meditation teacher, I would say the following. Try as much as possible to keep an open mind to what you're about to listen to, what you're about to learn. And I know it's easier said than done. It's like going to the doctor and they say to you, and they're approaching you with this needle and say, don't get nervous, don't get nervous. Well, sure, you're going to get nervous. It's no different for a lot of people for the first time that they try to meditate or they're taught how to meditate. Try to keep as much as possible an open mind and say that you'd like to come back and try it again. Don't form any judgment based upon your first experience. Just come back, try it again. And also try to practice this. There is an archive for you guys to access the information. I'm going to put my email address here. And if anyone who wants access to the audio archive, it's a password-protected audio archive for eBay. Just send me an email and say, hey, listen, can you send me the address for that? And I will be happy to send it to you. It should have been sent out by Joseph, but I'm not sure if it was. So I'm happy to send it to you. Okay, so the benefits of meditation. The benefits of meditation are, you've probably heard a lot about this, but let me clarify what meditation is not, then I will tell you what it is. Meditation is not sitting cross-legged necessarily with your fingers in mudra on your thighs or on your knees. It's sitting anywhere that you wish. You can sit on a couch, you could sit on an office chair, you can sit on the floor, however you wish. In this style of meditation that I teach, I don't recommend that you lay down unless you have any physical difficulties. It is important that you sit upright so that you can bring in maximum air in, let out maximum air out, also to give yourself a sense of pride, confidence, to feel good about what you're about to do. Sit proudly. Meditation is not about turning off our thoughts. biggest misconception about. No, meditation does not turn off our thoughts, and it is not about zenning out. Meditation helps to bring focus to the mind, to bring clarity, to reduce the volume of noise in the mind. Buddhists have a wonderful term for all that stuff that goes on in our mind. They call it the monkey mind. You know, it's a whole bunch of chatter. It's like the mind is constantly going to all these many different thoughts. We seek through meditation to pull back from those thoughts to bring ourselves fully mindful, meaning fully present. Think about in this moment how many times we do daily tasks and our mind is just off somewhere else. Whether we're in the shower and bathing ourselves, or we're preparing food, or doing any task that we do on a regular basis, how often are you fully there, fully cognizant of exactly what you're doing versus just letting the mind wander onto various things? Oh, you know, a show that you saw, something you need to do later on, or what did that person say? What did they mean by that? All these different things. We have an opportunity through mindfulness meditation to bring ourselves fully present. By bringing ourselves fully present, fully aware of what we're doing, we're training our mind, we're training ourselves. For anyone that is dealing with a great deal of anxiety and stress, meditation is the absolute perfect antidote to dealing with this. When we're dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, the mind tends to attach to a lot of thoughts. We've just licensed it literally to say, go ahead, think about these things, especially worst case scenarios, right? You know, we've all done this at some point. You know, you have an important meeting coming up. Oh, what if I don't do it the best possible way? What if the person that I'm speaking with is going to judge me? We gravitate naturally towards these worst case scenarios. How many of you start thinking your mind before something about the absolute best possible outcome? Probably not too many of you. But through meditation, you can start to do this. Meditation done on a regular basis will help you to keep your mind in a very calm, a very peaceful state. When you're listening to someone, you're going to be fully present, listening to everything they have to say. The mind's not going to be wandering. When you're doing any activity, you're going to be fully present there, fully engaging in that. Meditation right now, more than ever, is so very important, because by keeping ourselves present and not gravitating towards these worst-case scenarios, we don't have to think about any negativities, any difficulties that are coming up. We're right here, staying within the moment. Even when difficult things happen, the meditator's mind might look at it and say, okay, that's a difficult situation, but it's okay, you just notice it, and you bring yourself back fully present. The untrained mind, the non-meditator's mind, will go to this situation, see it, attach to it, and start literally making the situation bigger than what it really is. So these are a few of the benefits. Meditation is going to help you. If you're working from home, this is what we really need at this point, because we need to be able to focus on what we're doing at work. We need to be focused when we're not working on our personal lives, to spend time to be fully present for those that were with us, whether it's your wife or husband, whether it's your children, whether it's your boyfriend or girlfriend, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your pet. We need to be fully present there. And what are the ultimate benefits of this? Is happiness, joy and happiness. You know, that's the ultimate benefit. If you meditate on a regular basis, you cannot help but become a happy person. And I hope we see positivity within that. So that's a few things about meditation. And now the best thing we can do in terms of meditation is to learn how to do it. And it's a very simple process. The form of meditation I teach, mindfulness meditation, it's a non-religious form of meditation. It combines three different styles of meditation, actually. It combines mindfulness meditation with an element of traditional Tibetan Buddhists, with an element of what's called vipassana, that many people pronounce as vipassana. So if you are originally from India, or you have ties to India, you probably are familiar with this term. It's a very well-known term. So I've taken all three terms, and based upon my teachings, I've combined them to bring about a form of meditation that we're going to do right now. So I hope you enjoy this. The very first thing we want to do, which we're probably already doing, is we're sitting, and we want to make sure that there's no distractions around us. If you're not using your phone for this meditation, your cell phone, may I ask you to please silence it? And here's the real tough part. Turn it over. Don't be tempted to look at any text messages there. I promise you, they'll still be there when we're done with the meditation. They'll be there waiting for you, okay? If there's anything else that can potentially interrupt your meditation that is around you right now, see to it, address it. We want as quiet a surrounding as possible when meditating. If you can put on headphones, especially sound isolating headphones, absolutely best case scenario. Okay, let's go. In meditation, the very first thing we do is we sit. We can sit on a couch, on a chair, we can sit on the floor, on a cushion. We simply sit. There is a posture for the body in meditation. After we sit, if we're sitting on a chair, we want to make sure that the feet are planted firmly on the floor with the legs approximately shoulders width apart. We want the hands to rest gently on the thighs or on the knees. Now, if you're sitting on a chair, a computer chair that's got arms, please take your arms off take your hands off of the arms and just rest them on your thighs or your knees if you can. Now the back should be in an upright posture, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. Let it be a proud posture. The chest should be pushed out a little bit, the shoulders pulled back. The head should be centered, chin slightly down. Now the eyes. For the style of meditation that I teach, I recommend that you close your eyes. If you've learned other styles of meditation where they've advocated leaving the eyes partially open or completely open, please, by all means, feel free to do so. Once we've brought the body into an appropriate posture for meditation, the next thing we do is called a body scan. Bring your thoughts all the way down to the lowest point in your body, down to the feet, and gently wiggle the toes. As you do this very simple act, we create separation between our thoughts and we bring our full attention to the body. And we're going to scan the body for any elements of discomfort, any elements of hot, cold, sharpness, dullness, pain, tightness, discomfort. Now bring your attention from the feet very slowly up the legs. Inspect your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, all the way up to the hips. And as you inspect your body, if you notice any element of discomfort, any tightness, make a small physical adjustment to remove that discomfort. You can rock your body a little bit, move it however you wish to release that discomfort. It's important that we bring the body into as great comfort as possible to relax the body. Now bring your attention to the arms and examine the biceps, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, all the way down to the fingertips. You want to notice a very light touch between your fingertips and that part of the body that your hands are resting on. Now bring your attention to the back, lower back, mid back, and upper back. Make sure there's no strain in the back. Next, we bring our attention to the shoulders. The shoulders are the first of two areas of the body that hold tension over time. Most of the time, we're not even aware of it. You can release the tension within the shoulders by doing a very simple exercise. Very slowly, very gently, begin to raise your shoulders towards the ceiling. Lift up your shoulders very slowly, very gently. Feel the body elongating, the back elongating, the spine stretching until the shoulders have gone up as high as they can go comfortably, then stop and just let the shoulders drop. Good. When you do this, just readjust your back a little bit. Just pull the shoulders back a little bit. Push the chest forward. Very good. The second part of the body that holds tension over time, tightness, is the jaw. Sometimes we may feel some tightness in the jaw. Okay, you can release that tightness within the jaw by gently moving the jaw from side to side. And when you do this, if you hear any clicking sound, don't be concerned. It's quite normal. Always do this very gently. Next, we bring our attention to the face, and we examine the cheeks, cheekbones, the eye sockets, the eyebrows, the forehead. We look for any signs of tension within the face. And if you notice it, we use our thoughts to tell that part of the body, that part of the face, to release, to let go. We look one last time at the entire body, and we want to notice if there's any elements within the body that need to be addressed, any parts of the body that are holding tension, tightness, discomfort. And if you notice any discomfort, go to that part of the body, make whatever adjustment is necessary. Next, we turn to the part of the meditation that is related to traditional Tibetan Buddhist meditation. And it is what makes this style of meditation so unique. Each time you sit to meditate, you have an opportunity to bring about a change. You can bring about a change to whatever difficulties, whatever you wish within your life. You can bring a change to your mind, change to your body. This is called a motivation or an intention. It is a goal. And each and every time you sit to meditate, you bring your thoughts to this intention. The idea is that we're working towards achieving our goal. Now, how do we determine what our intention is? I give people two sentences. The first is, I wish to be. And the second is, I wish to remove. If you were to complete one of these sentences, how might you complete one of these sentences? Possibly for I wish to be, you might complete it with, I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be healthy. Of course we do. I wish to be happy. And if it is, I wish to remove, how might you complete this? I wish to remove anxiety. I wish to remove fear. Think about both of these sentences, and if you were to use one of these sentences, what one intention would you work on in this moment? What is the most important change that you wish to bring to your body, that you wish to bring to your mind at this moment? For the beginning meditator, you've probably heard many of the things that I said and said, yes, I would like that, I'd like that, I'd like all these. So how do you choose one? We think about what is the most important thing in this moment, the most important change. And if we still have difficulty finding that one thing, even to bring our minds to this very simple intention is very powerful. I wish to be calm. Or I wish to be relaxed. By working on this intention over time, your mind will reveal to you the reasons why you're not calm, you're not relaxed, and then you can change your intention and work on whatever is at the root cause of this. We bring our thoughts to our intention, and we clearly focus on it. Next, we turn to the breath, and it is the breath that will lead us into the meditative state. To breathe in meditation, we gently breathe in through the nostrils. We gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. It is a very gentle in-breath, a very gentle out-breath. You don't hold the breath in between the in-breath and out-breath. You simply breathe in and simply breathe out. Now, when you breathe out and all the air has left you, stay there just for a moment or two before you breathe back in. It is in that moment or two that you have an opportunity to notice the effect of the breath. The breath is very powerful, and it will calm your mind. It will help release any remaining difficulties within the body, any remaining tension, tightness. We breathe in, and we breathe out. And we do this for approximately 11 rounds, 11 in-breaths, 11 out-breaths. And as much as we're supposed to focus on the breath, we may have very active minds, and the minds may be so active it makes it difficult for us to focus on the breath. And we're thinking about all the things that we need to do later on that we want to do, and we're thinking about meetings and work and so many things. So how do we focus on the breath, and how do we utilize the breath to calm the mind? Well, there's a couple of techniques that we can use. The first one is called counting the breath. When you breathe in, you say quietly to yourself, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Stay there. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Stay there and continue. The second method we can use to quiet the mind, all those thoughts, all that noise, is called following the breath. Breathe in right now and feel the air at the edges of the nostrils. You might notice a slight coolness in the temperature of that air. And we want to follow that air as it enters into our body. Follow it into the lungs. Feel the lungs expand. Feel the chest expand. As we breathe out, we feel the air leaving the lungs. Notice the abdomen contracting as you breathe out. And as you breathe out, notice the temperature of the air. You might notice a slight warmth to the air. We continue following the breath, and we become curious about the breath because you'll begin to notice how the breath starts to affect different parts of the body. You'll feel it affecting your shoulders, your back, different parts of yourself internally. You want to be curious about the breath. It's something we do thousands of times a day, and we pay no interest to it because we just do it automatically. But in meditation, you want to be curious about it, be fascinated by it, feel the effect of the breath. The more you can follow the breath, the faster, easier that you can get into a meditative state. Now, somewhere between your first in-breath and the 11th out-breath, a phenomena occurs. A phenomena appears in this place called the mind's eye. We have a space within our mind that we imagine we see when our eyes are closed. Some imagine this right behind our eyes. Some imagine it in front of us. Some imagine the space above or behind us. Doesn't matter where you imagine it. That is the mind's eye. And it is within that space that at some point, when we start to breathe, that we become aware of some phenomena. Now, what does this phenomena look like? At the very least, we notice a stillness of the mind, a peacefulness, a quietness. If I were to give it an image, I use the image of a body of water, a lake that is so still. There's no ripples in it. It almost looks like a sheet of glass or a sheet of ice. Other phenomena include the appearance of a light. Now, the light may be a very faint light. It may be a very soft, almost whitish light. It could be a very fixed light. It could be a circular light that looks like a full moon or a sun. It may be white, maybe any color. Seeing purple within the mind is a very popular color. Pink, maroon, red. Other phenomena include an object. It can be any object. Something you own, something that's small that you can hold in your hand, or something very large. Another phenomena is the appearance of a person's face or body. We may see someone that we have great love for and they love us. We have maybe the person who we have great respect for. Could be someone who's with us now or someone who's no longer with us. These are all possible elements, phenomena that come to the mind's eye. And different phenomena will come to your mind through practice over time. If you're a beginning meditator, if you're a beginner, then at the very least, we want to notice that stillness, that calmness that comes to the mind. Whatever object comes to your mind, this is a manifestation of your intention. It is a representation of your intention. By shifting our focus from the breath to the phenomena, we make a commitment to achieving this intention. So by doing this over and over again, we allow ourselves to take steps on a journey towards completing our intention. Now, when we notice that phenomena, and we can notice it literally after the first breath, or we may notice it after the 11th breath. And if we don't notice anything at all, we just notice, we look within the mind's eye and stay there. And we stay there and hold our focus there for as long as we can, as long as we want to. For the beginning meditator, if you can hold your full attention within that space for 30 seconds, it may not seem long, but it is difficult. Congratulate yourself. And know that by doing this over and over, that 30 seconds will increase in time. It will increase to 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5, 10, 15 or 20 more minutes through practice. If you can hold your full attention there without being interrupted by your thoughts, by any exterior sounds, you've done a great job. Congratulations. And you will be rewarded through the benefits of meditation. And your mind will look forward to this because that is your natural state, to be very calm. Yes, to have a very calm, quiet mind actually is your normal state. This retrains your mind to return to its natural state. Now, when you've brought your mind to whatever phenomena appears, and we hold our full focus there, when we decide that it's time to end the meditation, the way we end the meditation is we take in a nice deep in-breath, and then a nice big out-breath. We bring our attention all the way down to the feet and gently wiggle the toes. That will bring circulation back to your feet. We bring our attention to the hands and fingers and gently wiggle the fingers. We then bring our attention to all of our senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally sight. And very slowly, we open our eyes and we become fully present. Let us do that now. Please open your eyes slowly, gently, and become fully present. Now, for anyone that has not meditated before, they may be wondering, well, even though this was instruction, was I just meditating? How would I know if I was really meditating? And that's an obvious question to ask, and it's a great question to ask. How do I know if I was really meditating just then? There is a way to know. There are four signs of meditation. Ask yourself the following. At any point, did you feel that the body was very still? So still, so calm and quiet. You may not have noticed the body. Maybe the body felt very light. Maybe the body felt very heavy. Even just for a few seconds, if you notice those things, then you achieved the first element, the first indication that you were meditating. Second indication is, did you notice at any point that the mind became very still, very calm, very relaxed? May have only lasted a few seconds, but if you notice that, you've connected with the second indication that you were meditating. Third indicator, did you connect with any element of light? This is a difficult thing for beginning meditators, and so many meditators, they think if they don't connect with light, they're not meditating, but it's not true. But if you did connect with it, that's wonderful. When we have our eyes open and we initially close them, we perceive the space behind our eyes as being very dark, even black. Through breathing, we start to notice that area lightening, and even certain colors coming to it. Once again, it's very common to see color purple or different colors. You can sometimes see a rainbow of colors. If you did see the light, congratulations. That's the third indicator. Fourth indicator is, when you opened up your eyes, how did you feel? Did you feel relaxed? Did you feel calm? Did you feel somewhat at ease? Did you feel happy? If you felt any of these things, you connected with the fourth element, the fourth indicator that you were meditating. Now, do you have to connect with all four of these to be meditating? The answer is no. If you connect with just one of them, congratulations, you were meditating. The difference between where we are when we first learn to meditate and where we will ultimately end up is a deepened experience, a stronger connection with these different elements. So we start to notice these different elements in a much stronger way, a more profound way. In the upcoming 3 months, I believe that this program is going for 3 months now. We will be doing classes every Tuesday and Thursday at 11:30 I'm sorry, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, as well as 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it's 4 classes total every week. And it is the same login details that have been supplied to you. I think eBay has sent out an announcement about this. In each class, we're going to cover different themes and do guided meditations. So this was not a true guided meditation, but in the guided meditation, we will cover themes such as how to deal with stress and anxiety, how to get a great night's sleep, how to have difficult conversations with people. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about because we all have people that we're dealing with on a regular basis that we have difficulty speaking with. It could be a supervisor, a boss, a coworker. It could be our neighbor. It could be the person we live with. We're going to deal with fear of the unknown, uncertainty. We're going to work with the concepts of how do I start my day with great enthusiasm, great energy, and how do I learn to focus my energies, my efforts, so that I can do whatever task is put before me so I can accomplish it to the best of my abilities? How do I learn to quiet the inner critic, that person, that voice inside of me that is constantly judging me, possibly saying that I'm not doing something as well as I should do? Oh yes, we're going to address the inner critic. Many of you have, many of us have felt the effects of the COVID pandemic, and we're feeling it in ways that we're not even clear about, but it's deep within us. It has created a certain amount of fear and anxiety, certain amount of intrepidation, fear of the unknown. These are things that we're going to be addressing so that on a progressive basis, you can release these difficulties within your mind, whatever anxieties and fears that you may be confronting right now. Through meditation on a regular basis, you're going to learn how to release these things. Ultimately, if you stay with this, if you come here on a regular basis, there are certain things I can guarantee you, I can promise you. You're going to start sleeping better than you've ever slept in your life. Yeah, you're going to have beautiful sleep. You're going to wake up feeling in the morning so rested. You're going to sleep through the night. You're going to have some wonderful dreams. That's one of the many benefits of meditation. You're going to notice that you're going to start listening more carefully to those around you. You're going to absorb more. Yeah, you'll become more focused and be able to absorb more. Anytime something difficult is coming your way, your mind is going to be able to deal with it in a much better way. So these are just some of the many things. Most importantly, though, is to try this. Be curious about this thing called meditation. Try it for a few weeks. Even try it for the month of June. Just give yourself a challenge. Say, you know something, put it up on the calendar. These are the dates. It's very simple to remember, every Tuesday and Thursday, right? 8:30 a.m., 7 p.m. And come to as many classes as you can. Come to one class every Tuesday, one class every Thursday. Do it for 4 weeks. At the end of 4 weeks, ask yourself, how do you feel? Do you feel any differently than you did 1 month ago? You may not necessarily feel dramatically different, but another thing I can promise you is that those around you will notice a difference within you. They're going to notice you're going to smile a little bit more. You're going to feel a little bit happier. You know, they're going to notice some changes within you. Within 2 months, you will start to really notice the impact of meditation. Now, another thing, very importantly, is as you've just learned to meditate, now that you've learned, the thing is, you've got to practice it. You know, it's like we're trying to learn a new language. So if we don't practice it, we're going to forget it very quickly. So make it a point, make a commitment to try and practice this. All you have to do is just drop me an email, say, Dan, send me the link to the password protected archive. I will be happy to send that link to you. You can download this meditation as well as all the other meditations that we're going to be doing. And you can utilize these to practice. So that's the key. It's funny. Meditation has been around for so long now. I mean, it dates back 2,600 years. It's something that is well embraced within corporations. It's something that many people like yours truly have been doing for a long time. And it makes us feel good. And it is so beneficial to us. It helps us to, in my case, you know, something, last thing I'll share with you. I was a type 2 diabetic for probably about 20, almost 25 years. I have overcome my diabetes. Yeah, I've been able to get my numbers into what looks like I have no existence of diabetes with my body anymore. I used to have hypertension. I no longer take medicine for diabetes or for hypertension. I won't tell you guys how old I am, but I think you would be shocked if you heard how old I am. And this is as a direct result, a direct benefit of meditation. It has wonderful, positive things that you can get from it. So try it. Be curious about it. And it's not so serious. And I hope you understand that. It's not such a serious thing. It's something you utilize to make yourself feel better, and all the benefits will come to you. Come to these classes. We start our first guided meditation will take place tomorrow, Tuesday, 8:30 and 7 p.m. Come. And if you have family members, bring them with you. Absolutely. These meditations are open to absolutely everyone. Bring your family members, bring your friends, bring your wife, husband, sit with your pet. Sure, why not? This is How to Meditate. I thank you very much for coming to this class. And I hope I can see you guys in the oncoming classes. And if you can't make it for any reason, don't be mad at yourself. Just make a point. If you miss a day, you miss a class, come back, come to the next one, and just keep it going. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for attending this meditation, this intro to meditation. Have a wonderful day. Wish you guys well. Okay. Oh, yes, yes. Great question. You certainly can attend it. There's the benefit of when we meditate more than once per day, you will get the extra added benefit of it. Meditating more versus less is very helpful. Is the topic the same in the morning and the evening? And the answer is sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. If you are going through a stressful period within your life right now, my advice would be, if you can, come to both sessions. If you're trying to deal with something that's difficult within your life, come to both sessions. But at the very least, come to at least one of them. You're very welcome. And I should have asked you guys, I didn't want to hold you guys back because I know sometimes we're on tight schedules. Does anyone else have any more questions? And I see there's a few people that attended the classes from the first part of the year. I will let you know that there one thing that you will enjoy is if you come to these classes, you're going to see a lot of the same people come to the classes over and over. And it starts to become like a small community that you become part of. So look forward to that because it's nice. You'll see your fellow coworkers there, your friends, and you'll make new friends. So come and enjoy it. All right, guys. Once again, have a wonderful day. Thanks again. I very much appreciate you joining me.